This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the issue of what was a page turner for me in terms of the world of literature and Islamic knowledge. There are many options that I can choose from. Books that affected me, impacted upon me. But if I had to choose one book that would be mentioned because of its transformative nature, it's the book that I read at the age of 22. And that's none other than the autobiography of Malcolm X. The autobiography of Malcolm X. It was authored by a famous African-American author whose name was Alex Haley. And Alex Haley was a prominent author as it relates to English literature in America. He's famous for another monumental work that is an integral part of African-American culture and history in America. And that is the world-renowned movie known as Roots, R-O-O-T-S, in which he went back to his origin, which was the country of Gambia, West Africa. And he retraced what happened with one of his ancestors who happened to be a Muslim by the name of Kunta Kinte. Rahmatullahi alayhi. So it tells the story about the transatlantic slave trade and how our forefathers were brought chained up in the belly of ships across the Atlantic Ocean to where now we find ourselves in the belly of the beast, which is America. So Alex Haley collaborated with Alhaj Malik Shabazz, Rahmatullahi alayhi, Malcolm X. And he wrote this famous biography, autobiography. One of the reasons why I choose this as being a book which was a page turner for me personally is, at the top of the list, it is the very first book that I ever read from cover to cover. Prior to this time, I never read a book. Coming from the inner city in America, being poor and impoverished as many people are in America and other parts of the world, I wasn't in an environment in which education was pushed and a lot of emphasis was put on education. So as a result, up until the age of 22, I never read a book. And unfortunately, I'm sad to say, this is the reality of many people who happen to be Muslims today, and it's not acceptable. Because when I read this book, for the first time in my life, the world of literature opened itself right in front of me, and it blossomed right before my very eyes. And I didn't know and I didn't realize that when you read a book, the images, the ideas, the concepts, they really tend to touch you more and resonate with you more than watching something on the screen. I think the screen, they program you and they dumb it down and they give you a lot of optics that what they do is just really basically make you excited with the eye candy. But when you read a book, I mean, it's an amazing experience. And I was blown away as a result of that experience. I started to read other books after that, many of which became bestsellers and they became popular movies. And I'm not here to talk about movies, just here to help you understand. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was a book that blew me away. The Godfather, another classic. So the point here is, up until Malcolm X, I never read a book. But when I read the book Malcolm X, it had that mojo. It had that wow factor connected to it, to the point where I started to contemplate, what is Islam? After reading his story, I wanted to know what Islam was, because The book helped me to understand in my community back in America, the African American community, there were people of the Nation of Islam. The Nation of Islam are non-Muslims, and they were all around when I was growing up. And I actually thought that they were the Muslims, the black Muslims, the black Muslims. I thought they were Muslims. When you see one of them, you say, Assalamu alaikum or Assalamu alaikum, and so forth and so on. But when I read the autobiography of Malcolm X, I realized there was a distinction between the non-Muslims who connect themselves to the Nation of Islam and real true Islam. So my encouragement to everyone is to please understand what I'm saying and where I'm coming from. My choice of this book, I know it's non-conventional because the brothers who went before me and given their examples of books, they gave it hoping that people would go to those books and get benefit from those books because they're classical Islamic books. Now, I could choose other books. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi's book, Siyar al-A'lam al-Nubala. Tremendous book. Connected to Aqidah, to history, to Hadith, and all of those things. It was so impactful upon me. I called myself a Dhahabi after Al-Imam al-Dhahabi because I was so impressed with his Aqidah, with his Salafiyah, with his Ilm of al-Hadith, and with his Insaf, his justice, his Adl. But I'm going to put that on the side because the book is so voluminous, over 30-something volumes, and most English speakers are not going to be in a position to read that book. But the autobiography of Malcolm X, I would encourage every Muslim to read that book, especially from our youth. Because one of the things that came across from that book is, regardless of what your background happens to be, in terms of lack of education, coming from the inner city, being a criminal, this book shows you that Allah Ta'ala, as the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has the hearts of all of his servants between his two fingers, and he changes them how he wants to change them. Non-Muslim yesterday, and you are Muslim today. So Malcolm X, our shining African-American prince, rahmatullahi alayhi, I stand on his shoulders, as I've mentioned many times. And I encourage you young brothers and sisters here in the UK and other than the UK, come to know about this mujahid. Come to know about this shaheed, inshallah, martyr, fi sabilillah. And that's why I've chosen this book. Yes, and that's why this book is a page turner for me.